Good morning, team. How are we? I hope we are well. Welcome to the episode 21 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I nearly forgot what episode we were on then. I hope we're having a decent week. We are back in the game after no show on Tuesday for this week. So it's been a week since I was on live with these live shows. So yeah, seems like it's been a lot longer than a week. But morning, Scott. Hope you're all good. If you are coming through, please do let me know. Drop in a quick like on the video and drop in a comment so I know that you are here. And appreciate it as always. So, no show on Tuesday. It was my youngest son's birthday. He was 5. So, just basically wanted to be able to be fully present in the morning with him. And it's been a bit of a crazy week, I'm not going to lie. Really, really busy, lots of things going on. I was in Manchester yesterday and it was a bit of a business development day. So, lots happening, lots going on, but wouldn't have it any other way. So, in this morning's show, I'm going to be talking about reconnecting to the process. This is something that I shared with the lads inside the Unbreakable Dad program earlier this week, at the start of this week. And I wanted to share with you guys as well, because I think it's really, really important to go through this kind of process when you are not in the game and you're not really feeling connected to what it is you're doing on a daily basis. I see this a lot, and a lot of guys struggling with this. So I want to know in the comments, just something for you to think about if you're listening back to this. When it comes to the daily process, the daily grind almost of what you're doing to focus on yourself, for your personal standards, everything that you're doing to put you in a better place. When it comes to the process of that on a daily basis, how connected do you feel to this process right now on a daily basis, just on average? Use a scale of 1 to 5. So 1 is you're completely disconnected to the process. You're going through the motions, you feel like you're surviving, there's no purpose, there's no drive behind anything you're doing, you're just trying to get by. And a five would be you're completely connected, you're aligned to what it is that you need to be doing, where it is that you're going, you have direction, you have clarity, and you feel like you're in the game. So I'd love to know, just drop it in the comments. Good for a little bit of accountability as well with this sort of stuff. And again, if you're listening back to this, just something to think about right now. Like, it's probably something you don't think about on a daily basis, like how connected you're feeling to the process of change, the process of self-development, and the journey that you're on right now. And I think it's important to be able to recognize that. So I wanted to share with you what basically happened with me last week. And this is what I shared with the lads inside the Unbreakable Dad program. I like to be completely open and transparent with the guys that I work with, but also with you guys on here, because I'm no different to any of you guys watching, any of you guys listening back. I have the same struggles, same challenges, same limiting beliefs, and these things that will challenge me. Pete, good to see you, mate. Hope all is good. And last week was one of them weeks. For whatever reason, last week, I came into the week with a huge amount of anxiety, overwhelm, and I could not really put my finger on why that was the case. So even thinking back to it now, I can't really figure out what triggered this. But what it resulted in coming into the week is it caused a lot of self-doubt, caused a lot of overthinking, a lot of procrastination, and it resulted in me not getting up and showing up on Monday morning, which, you know, this is why I call these live shows Get Up and Show Up, because it's kind of my mantra, it's my saying, it's what I do, and it's important to do that. But on Monday last week, it didn't happen. I come up with a bullshit excuse in my mind to hit snooze on the alarm. I didn't get up my normal time, I didn't go to the gym, didn't do my morning routine, and straight away I regretted it, straight away. And I let that impact the rest of my week. And I think that, when I look back at the week, was a big factor in why it was such a challenging week. Because for me, it's the importance of setting intention at the start of the week on a Monday especially, you know, it's so important to be able to do that. But I think sometimes we can let that kind of drag out more than we probably should, and that's what I did last week, because the reality is, although Monday is important, it is just one day of the week and we can pull it back round. Malcolm, good to see you, mate. Throughout the rest of the week, everything was a real struggle, and I just felt very disconnected to the process. That's what I was. I felt. I felt like everything was more of a challenge, more of a chore. I had no drive or purpose behind everything I was doing, and I couldn't. Like I said, I couldn't really put my finger on why this was the case. I was overthinking the process. I was looking things to do with my business, and I was trying to, you know, thinking about making unnecessary changes to the business because of things that I was going through, the doubt I had, and just, yeah, it was just a overall challenging week with lots of different things. And that's the thing, it wasn't really like a specific event, a specific thing. It was caused by myself, I believe, myself, and what it is, you know, that led into it. Yes, Malcolm, buzzing for next week as well. I know Scott is buzzing for the meetup next week as well. It's going to be a really good one. So this is what I see an awful lot. Okay, I see an awful lot with the guys that I'm speaking to that are just surviving, are just trying to get by, are just you know, not connected to what it is they're doing. It's just it's like Groundhog Day, right? It's about you know, just trying to get through the day, just trying to survive, just trying to deal with what is going on. And there's no real connection and purpose and drive behind what it is they're doing and how they're living their life. And you know, last week, like I say, that's what I slipped into. And we're all human. We all have this at times. We all have these challenges. We all have things that we're struggling with from time to time. And that's why I wanted to be able to share this, because, you know, I'm no different to any of you guys, and I have these weeks. It doesn't happen very often. It's not very often that I don't show up in the morning and I hit that snooze, but it does happen. And that's important to know. No one is perfect. But what I wanted to share with you this morning is the three simple steps that I took and went through over the course of the back end of last week and then coming into this week to help me reconnect to the process. Because when I'm in you know, a week like last week, you know, I'm not operating at my best. My standards were nowhere near where they should be. Okay, yes, I still got some training in. But it, you know, everything else outside of that, you know, my nutrition, my sleep, my mindset, everything was impacted because I wasn't connected to the process and because I was in a negative headspace. So I needed to reconnect to the process. That's when I'm at my best, when I'm, you know, have that drive, that clarity in what I'm doing. So I wanted to share with you the three things that I did. This is what I did personally. And I shared this with the guys inside the Unbreakable Dad program as well. And it kind of hit home for a lot of these guys. And I wanted to be able to share it with everyone as well. And obviously there's you guys that are in the Unbreakable Dad program watching now, but it's a good reminder for you as well, because these are really simple things that you can do to help you shift your thinking and, you know, your mindset almost from being very disconnected to what it is you're doing and just surviving to now being able to take responsibility and move forward with what it is that you're doing. So step number one is what I've just said. Before you do anything, before you can move forward, and this is what I had to do, I had to take ownership and responsibility for what was happening. Last week was on me. You know, I couldn't put my finger on why I had this anxiety and overwhelm coming into the week. I think a lot of it was just down to my self-doubt, limiting beliefs and overthinking things. So it was on me, right? No one else. I think it's so easy to play the blame game at times, right? You know, blame situations, blame things going on. And there's going to be times where things are out of your control. But majority of the time, it's going to come down to you know, you taking responsibility for your actions. And that's the first thing that I had to do. I had to take ownership of that. I had to take responsibility. I missed Monday. It was my choice. I chose to hit snooze on the alarm and not show up. That was down to me. My nutrition choices were poor. That was down to the choices that I was making. That was down to me. My sleep was poor because I wasn't going to bed at the normal time. You know, that then impacted my productivity when it comes to what I was doing during the day with regards to the business stuff. So all of these things were impacted, but that was down to me. And as soon as you can start to take full responsibility and ownership for your actions, that's when you can start to move forward. But without doing that, you cannot move forward. You cannot start to change the process. It's the same with any change you're looking to make. You have to take full responsibility for what is going on, because it's down to you to change it. No one else is going to do it. And until you drop the ego and until you have the courage to step up and go, right, this is on me. nothing's going to change. So that's the first thing that I had to do, is take ownership. And that's the first thing, step that if you're struggling with this right now and you're in this boat where you're very much disconnected, you have to take responsibility. Not easy to do, but it's essential. Now, these next two steps are just really simple questions to ask yourself, really powerful questions to ask yourself, but simple to be able to, again, reframe your thinking. So the first question, and this is step two of this process, is my current mindset and level of thinking going to allow me to operate at my best personally, physically, and professionally? And the answer to that question, and that's a yes or no answer, the answer to that question is very simply no. Last week, the headspace I was in, my level of thinking, was not serving me well. It was not allowing me to operate at my best. I slipped into a very negative mindset that doesn't serve me, doesn't serve the people around me, and I can't operate at my best like that. So once I'd taken responsibility, I needed to be honest with myself and say, no, this is not good enough. This needs to change. And I needed to snap out of it. I needed to snap myself out of it. I needed to start doing things that were going to put me back into a positive state of mind, which for me is usually some sort of movement, some sort of exercise, and also actually kind of just disconnecting a little bit from the grind. So it was perfect timing because the weekend we had my son's birthday party. It was his birthday Tuesday just gone, but we had his birthday party on Saturday. And it was a great time just to be able to immerse myself in family, just be able to forget about things for a little bit, just disconnect from what was going on for that week and immerse myself in, you know, quality time with them. And that really helped me be able to show me the, you know, the meaning of what I'm doing and just the important things in life. So that's the two things that I do to be able to help shift me back into a positive state of mind. Is one, number one, some sort of exercise, some sort of movement, whether it's a walk or whether it's a run or whether it's just, you know, something to, again, get the heart rate going a little bit and the endorphins flowing. Or disconnecting from the grind and immersing myself in family time. They're the two things that I go to be able to shift my thinking from a negative state of mind into a positive state of mind. And that's what I did. And like I said, coming into this week, it's definitely helped. And then the third step and the second question that I asked myself, and this is, I think, a really powerful one because it shifts the perspective off you into onto other things, okay? So the second question is, who would I be letting down if I didn't make the required changes to allow me to be at my best? And my answer to that was, first of all, myself. I'm letting myself down because with me in that negative headspace and my standards the way they were, like, I'm no good to no one. You know, it doesn't matter about myself. I can't operate at my best. I'm not able to give my best to my family, my clients, everyone. And no, I don't want to be, you know, kind of living in that kind of negative headspace continuously. I want to be able to have that connection, that drive, that fulfillment in what I'm doing. So I'm letting myself down. But then with that, I'm then also letting my wife down, my two sons down, because like I said, because I'm not operating at my best, I'm not able to provide the best version for them. And there was times last week where I had a lack of patience because, like I say, I wasn't in the best headspace and they got the brunt of it. And, you know, when I'm sure you can probably relate, when you're not in a good mood, when you are not in a good place, often the people closest to you get the brunt of it. And when you start to shift your perspective and you start to take ownership of this and you start to raise awareness of this, you realize the importance of having to change it. The other people I was letting down is my clients, the guys that I work with, and just everyone that listens to my message, because I wasn't being a leader. I wasn't leading from the front. I'm not setting the example that I should be as the Unbreakable Dad. And that was me, again, taking ownership of that. So when you start to shift your thinking from it's all about you to then, right, who am I letting down? Because at the end of the day, we're all here. We're all dads. We're all leaders in our own way. We have to be setting that example. And you start to realize the impact that not changing, making these changes is going to have. You start to realize the importance of making these changes and taking responsibility for your actions and moving forward. So that's the three-step process. That's what I went through over the course of the back end of last week coming into this week. This week's been a much better week, and I've felt much more connected to what I'm doing, and I'm kind of back to what I do best. And that is a really simple framework that you can use to be able to, because we're all going to do it, we're all going to disconnect from the process sometimes, life's going to get in the way, challenges, all these different things. It's fine to do that. You've got to take ownership of that though, because only you can change it. And that's the most important thing. So hopefully that gives you a bit of a framework that you can think about right now if you are in a similar sort of position, to be able to use and move forward and be able to shift your thinking from where you're at. So I would love to know in the comments what stood out for you the most for this live show, what kind of hit home for you, what is the thing that you're potentially going to use moving forward, or going to implement with this. I'd love to know. Your feedback, as always, is really appreciated. But thank you for listening. I appreciate it as always. We're back to the two live shows next week, usual time, same time, same place. And we'll be back on Tuesday. So team, have an incredible rest of your day, incredible rest of your week, and I'll speak to you all very soon.